Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A judge has now ruled against a florist with regards to her refusal to participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about the situation. Matt, this is a tragedy involving Arlene's Flowers, where a judge has now said that she is guilty or she is violating the so-called non-discrimination laws by refusing to participate in a same-sex wedding ceremony. This is what we've said was coming. It's here, Matt. This is the clash between two opposing worldviews, a Judeo-Christian worldview and the radical homosexual agenda.
Yeah, Matt, a little background on this. A 70-year-old grandmother named Baronelli Stutzman owns and operates Arlene's Flowers in Washington State. And the story has become a national story. A homosexual pair, two men, one of the men who is a regular customer of Ms. Stutzman's, she regularly serves self-identified gays and lesbians and homosexuals. She's even had them work for her. But when her frequent customer came in and asked her to do the floral arrangements for their gay wedding, so-called homosexual wedding, she very kindly and politely said that she couldn't because she's a Christ follower and that it violates the Bible and the tenets of Christianity. They sued the Attorney General Ferguson there in Washington. Bob Ferguson sued. They're not only going after her assets with Arlene's Flowers, they are intent on destroying her, Matt, financially. They're going after her personal assets. And she is unwavering. She has said, I will not waver on this. The Attorney General, because of the bad PR and publicity that this has garnered and generated, offered her a settlement of $2,000 as long as she promised never to do this again and to always do gay weddings. When they asked her, she said, I'm not going to sell my soul for 30 pieces of silver. I will not do this. You're going to have to destroy me financially if this is what this is all about. And we need to pray for her. And what an example she is leading for Christians on picking up the cross of Christ and standing firm for truth, even though, as Christ promised, she is being persecuted and those who do this will be persecuted.
You know, she is an example of what we said was coming. And, of course, this case will be appealed up to a higher court. At the end of the day, I think that the Christian community, the faith community, those who believe in values and freedom need to stand together and say, if you're going to fine Baronelli Stutzman, if you're going to throw her in jail, then you're going to have to deal with the rest of the community. This is just outrageous. We will not allow this to happen in America, where someone like this, Miss Stutzman, she is 70 years old, she's a grandmother, and she's operating Arlene's Flowers. She has a Judeo-Christian foundation, a belief in scriptures, and in the natural created order that there are two genders, male and female. There's not 50 genders. There's not several genders. There's two, male and female, and they are complementary for each other, and that they are made for one another. Marriage is the union of a man and a woman. And to participate in celebrating the sinful relationship of two men and two women, she cannot do. That's a line that she cannot cross. And yet, her state and her attorney general is forcing her to do so and participating not just in accepting or not criticizing, but actually promoting a sinful relationship. She cannot do that. She cannot do that any more than an artist can paint something sinful or offensive to them. And they're not content with, Matt, just going down the street to another florist shop, having them cater their same-sex wedding. No, they want her, the 70-year-old grandmother, to do it and to do it under penalty. And if she doesn't, she's going to lose her business. So this is something in which we said was coming. It's here. This is the clash of the homosexual radical agenda And everyone needs to wake up. This will slap the church and is slapping the church right in the face. And so we've got to push back.
Yeah, Matt, you know, this was never about so-called marriage equality. Not only did these two homosexual men, could they have gone down the street to another florist, they had offers to have people do their flowers for free because of this. This was never about their marriage equality or their rights or discrimination and so forth. What's ironic here is that, yeah, there's discrimination here. It's anti-Christian discrimination. And Ms. Stutzman, again, is showing incredible courage here. She says this to Attorney General, and he released a press release, didn't even make the offer to her directly. He did it through the press. A PR stunt is what it was, to offer to settle for $2,000 and a promise to always do homosexual weddings and so forth. In other words, to violate her conscience. She said, "Your offer reveals that you don't really understand me or what this conflict is all about. It's about freedom, not money. I certainly don't relish the idea of losing my business, my home, and everything else that your lawsuit threatens to take from my family, but my freedom to honor God and doing what I do best is more important. You chose to attack my faith and pursue this not simply as a matter of law, but to threaten my very means of working, eating, and having a home. If you are serious about clarifying the law, then I urge you to drop your claims against my home, business, and other assets." But Matt, this was always about forcing Christians against their will to celebrate deviant homosexual behavior, something that is very clearly identified in the scriptures as sinful behavior, sexual immorality. This was about persecuting Christians, not about so-called marriage equality.
That's all it is. I mean, it's an oxymoron to talk about marriage equality. That's their term. What they ultimately want to do is dominate any worldview that opposes and does not affirm and celebrate their sinful relationship. Let's just face it. Same-sex relationships are harmful. They're sinful. They're contrary to the scriptures. They're contrary to the natural created order. That's why when you go to the Center for Disease Control, you'll find these outrageous statistics about men who have sex with men. It's an unnatural, unhealthy, and harmful relationship. Why in the world would the government want to force someone to participate and to celebrate that kind of a relationship when it is contrary, particularly to the religious and Christian, Judeo-Christian values and beliefs? Yet that's exactly what they're doing. And this won't stop with Arlene's flowers. Lest someone thinks that this is an isolated incident, oh, this is out there in the western states, or this is Oregon, or this is California, or this is the state of Washington, those liberal states out there. No, this is all over the country where same-sex marriage ultimately enters into a state. This is what will happen. This happened with Catholic Charities in 2004 when they were forced to cease doing adoptions. This will happen to every single person, every business, every church will be confronted with this agenda.
And if, God forbid, Matt, which a lot many expect to happen, the Supreme Court somehow divines and manufactures a constitutional so-called right to sodomy-based marriage this summer in June. If they do that, then the floodgates will be open. There will be Christian persecution widespread across the United States, and the so-called gay marriage agenda will be the sledgehammer used to crush the church and to crush religious liberty and to crush individual Christians, their finances, to ruin them. Matt, that's what this agenda was always about, and that's what we will see if the Supreme Court goes the wrong way in June.
Well, I think if that's the case, I'm just telling you up front, we need to treat that decision if that's the case, and I pray that it's not, just like we treat Dred Scott and Buck versus Bell. Those decisions didn't represent the rule of law. They were contrary to the Constitution. There's no way that you can divine same-sex marriage out of this Constitution. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Also, sign up for the Awakening 2015, March 14 in Orlando, Florida. That's the Awakening 2015, March 14 in Orlando, Florida. We're going to be talking about these and many, many other issues. Franklin Graham is a keynote speaker, along with Governor Mike Huckabee, Senator Rick Santorum, James Robison, Janet Boynes. She's going to talk about her background coming out of same-sex relationships, and it's going to be a powerful message. Kamal Saleem, he was a terrorist, literally engaged in killing people And through the power of Jesus Christ, he's changed, and he'll be there at the awakening. Major General Bob Dees is going to be talking about national security in Israel and Islam, and many, many more people will be at the awakening. March 14 in Orlando, Florida. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org to sign up now for this incredible event. March 14, Orlando, Florida. Go to lc.org. We'll see you at the Awakening 2015.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.